This Sunday is The Simpsons season 33 finale. And guess what? It was inspired by none other than our colleagues over at The Indicator from Planet Money. In an episode last year, Patty Hirsch and Stacey Vanek Smith followed the lead of an Atlantic article to question whether this iconic family's middle-class lifestyle is still attainable today.
In late 2020, The Atlantic published its great piece on The Simpsons, and in March of last year, we aired our episode.
Tim Long has been writing for The Simpsons for 24 years.
So I started kicking that around in my mind, and then I thought, well, what's the funniest way that we could respond? And then it felt like, what if it were a musical?
In the show, Homer's son Bart embraces the American dream, and he decides that he, like Homer, will work at the nuclear power plant and replicate his father's middle-class life.
And then it takes this crazy turn where Bart is informed via a musical number that that may not be possible anymore.
Woohoo!
Your dad and his buddies had it swell, but gradually it all went
to hell.
Factories closed, unemployment was...
The primary voice in the song is none other than Hugh Jackman. And he plays a sort of magical singing janitor who takes Bart on a musical journey through the American economy from the end of the Second World War until now.
1945, we won the war. Our boys came back to the factory floor. The
good so Homer gets his nuclear plant job during that post-war boom. Bart's prospects today, however, don't seem so good. For one thing, if he wants his dad's job, he's going to need to go to college. A fact his little sister Lisa takes great delight in telling him.
Yo, all I need is a foot in the door, and I'll take dad's job when he does it 44.
That job you see now needs a PhD while paying student loans leaves you in poverty.
What?
Oh, Lisa Simpson. Such a downer.
Such a downer.
Truly, though, she has a point. In fact, when we crunched the numbers on the Simpsons household last year, we worked out that Homer would earn about the equivalent of $50,000 a year in today's dollars.
Tough to send a kid to college on that kind of money, let alone get them an advanced degree. It's a good thing kids these days have options.
Because there's a lot of new ways a guy can make a dollar. Ride the money train, make it rain,
holla!
I'll buy and sell Bitcoin, build a new app, do pranks on YouTube, I'm great at that crap, film TikTok tricks on my sick motorbike.
Your chances are slim.
Go to hell, Robert Reich.
Robert Reich!
Robert Reich!
Economists, they're everywhere.
So the former Labour Secretary from the Clinton administration came on the show to, as Tim puts it, throw down some facts.
The decline of unions, rampant corporate greed, Wall Street malfeasance, and the rise of short-sighted politics all contributed to increased economic inequality, widespread real unemployment...
You know who comes out of this episode looking pretty good, though, Patty? Are firefighters. Because last act of the show, after Bart's fragile hopes for his future have been torched by Lisa and Hugh Jackman and Robert Reich... Bart gets himself into this terrible situation, and he is rescued, saved by firefighters.
Hang on tight. You'll be okay.
Thanks. By the way, how good's your pay?
Pay's good, and pension's great when we retire.
Nice.
The point that we're trying to make is that the middle class is sort of a vanishing species. And so, you know, we were slightly tongue-in-cheek when we said that fireman is the job that he should get, but he could do worse.
Patty Hirsch.
Stacey Vanek Smith, NPR News.